makes us humans. Facts that differentiate humans from animals. 1. We think with drink. We think we ought to do things we touch. Do things we joke. To do. 2. We care for each other, other each care for we, each care for we other, and yet, alone we are, till the end of days, till the end of all graves, till the end of every single age. Three. The ability of choosing we may exercise, but we cannot do otherwise. Another thing would be to be wise, but for that, my friend, choice, you must exercise. For discerning is not a way. It is not a way at all. Discerning, you may see, is a pattern. Morality, if I may say. 4. Because we do art, we assume the pattern. We make patterns and we assume the line. We draw lines supposing an end. We accept the end, so we can do art again. And yet, it remains to be proved. The concept is not always true. The feeling might be brute, and the illusion is always poor. 5. Or is it that we are, after all, image and resemblance? Image of ourselves, inevitable assembly. Images, always in the past, mythology of the circular, of the spectacular. Flesh and the ideal. A portrait of reality. Theater. In praise of darkness, we read. The secret of the entire cosmos. The anatomy of our bodies. The golden bough. The poetry of history, his story. 6. We have gods and dogs. Triangular towers, crowned in stone, overpassing celestial clouds. Today's smog. We are moral and mortality, but should we be the only ones? For mortality we all have, and morality. We have culture and language, the vocabulary of the simian, the culture of the animal. The written history, his story. To be weak, we ought. 7. We cannot prove the meaning of death. We cannot prove. prove the meaning of life. But what can we prove, other than we think? And what is to think, but a sequence of filing and ink, the fear to kill or to win. A weapon of self-defense. 8. What make us humans? A model of migration. A pattern as old as your everlasting Western. As old as your forever eternal East. Your fundamental yeast, as old as your unbroken trace, ever since your first steps. Where is going to be home, if we are only skin and bone? Where is going to be home, if there's only blood and genome? Where is going to be home, if we keep moving under the dome? Where is going to be home, if the income is always monochrome? If you have no home, then you belong everything. Even then, you don't need to belong. Or anything, because you are already along, but not alone, for you are, as you may recall, under the dome. 9. What pushes departure? What forms the urgent need, the speed to leave? For not belonging is also a form of culture. The vulture culture of adventure and going back home to agriculture is also migrating, is also departure. A long, long way by train. And an even longer way by foot. Today, you may say, we have airplanes, rockets. But time still drips through your pockets. And distance is always far away. 10. Man speaks many different languages. The king said, children speak only one, the mother language. Mothers don't speak. They hear, for men don't know what to say. But this is okay. For older people don't hear or speak. For having come before, they learn how to see while they decay. 11. Being a migrant is the responsibility to forget. Are memories really necessary? Remember, we were nomads before the clan, until we lost the trust between each other, and then there was no longer a master plan, but lots of masters. And their borders. To understand, do not bother. We are all brothers. First, fossils are in Africa, which is where everything began. Our primary culture, the modern slogan, is what remains. First sanctuaries are in Mesopotamia, which is where everything began. Where the sun first shined and the seeds remain. Babylon is now in Arabia, another desert, another king, but the same seven wonders. Although we almost don't wonder anymore. But gold is preserved, silver is still half the way, and copper is given away, for we are in a digital age. 12. Being an immigrant is the responsibility to remember. Lucy, you were marvelous 3.2 million years ago, the Homo erectus, the upright man, almost 2 million years ago, the Homo sapiens, the man who knows, 200,000 years ago, fire and tools. Weapons and words, language and skill, the late holy footprints, the survivors, walking in groups, walking together, with a given direction and the first migration ever. We all have the ancient words written all over the skin. A book of history, his story, and a symbolic task to wear a mask. What breathed fire into the equation? Scientists ask. What breathed fire? Priests believe. What breathed? Humankind is alive. The proto-language of art and culture, the human archaeology is technology, the wide migration and the top depredation. We all have a common beginning, survivors of the cataclysm, the first steps and the subsequent anachronism, the later anarchism, and the explosion of the human creativity, word and sentence, labyrinthine web of DNA. Shapes of the paradigm, the cultura animi, not a dialect supporting probable dialogues. Dialogues of a culture, which is only one, only one, only one, but at the same time is everything at once. 13. Are we a particular group of people at a particular moment of time, or are we all writing the same book, the same myth, the same verses of our biggest reality, metaphor? Is it culture not to overcome human barbarism? That physic unity of mankind reflected in all its isms. The same basic elements and yet dare to be wise, the priests pray. Dare to exist, the philosopher declare. Dare to forgive me, we all beg. 14. But everything is okay, really. Don't worry. Since now and then a meteorite impacts the Earth, a volcano explodes without help, ice sheets come and go in bipolar ages, and it's incredible how little you can do. Whatever you may try to untie the knot, change this page as you may not. To survive. To survive. To survive. To survive is our culture. The meaning of your survival, that's your own question. Your question's your own migration. Your migration, your own salvation. 15. We are an information society. At the edge of discovery. Mind or matter? What does it matter? Equations. Light is everything. Every thin ray of light. Little world, big words. Fundamental questions. The hard problem of experience and measurement. Technology is everything. Information society. Our archaeology is technology. Our technology, mythology. Information is disinformation. Information is imagination. Information is migration. What we sometimes call evolution. Information is no nation, no revolution, no institution. 16. Migration of information is action. Only a fraction of a fraction of a fraction. A lesson of passion. You see, information is only a question. A session. An equation. That's information. But attention. Attention. Attention, there's a direction, a direction, a direction. Is there any election? Or is it just an evasion? What is information? An invention. An obsession. An occasion. A persuasion. A suggestion. Or is it the regression to the equation? Who do we question? I exist. I exist because I am conscious. I am conscious. I am. We know we are because we see something. A thing. One thing. no thing. No, no, without information there's no question, no brain inflammation, no dual confrontation. Man is the measure of all things. 17. We understand the world only through words. Where is the image? The knowledge? Is it in the eyes? What we see? What we can understand? If we do not understand, we do not see. Stand still through your existence, through your distance. Stand still through your ignorance, and my ignorance, the collective ignorance, the infinite ignorance that, because it tends to infinite, it also tends to zero, to nothing, to no thing, to one thing, a king, and the spring of information, the eternal ring. 18. We think. Do we really think we think? Think. Forget the ink. We do not want to sink. Write your own history and experience your own future. Be mature. Eat your supper. Forget your pattern. Ask. And then ask others who know more than you. For you will never know what you don't answer in life. Never. 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 19. How much could you achieve? How farther could you go? With a little bit more of information. And formation. Not with nations. Not with notions. Less with motions. Think and then forget. Don't be upset. Don't be afraid. For we are not able to do both things at the same time. That's our crime. The speed of light. To see the past. To remember. 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 Remember, you may try, but is thinking forward what keeps your myth alive? What makes you arrive to respect the line, respect the line, respect the line, respect the line, and you will know everything. But not all things. That's the law from all kings. Is evolution an illusion? amplification, distortion. Man is the measure of all things. 20. Symbols. We are symbolic creatures. We search for a reliable communication and understanding. We communicate through mistakes, through signals. But messages are never identical. What you hear is not exactly what I'm saying. You need to deduce, don't you? What you read is not what I wrote. You need to decode the code, the symbol, don't you? There are no physical solutions. There is no way to avoid the noise. Nothing is entirely reliable. No thing. We need code systems. Letters. Numbers. Codes. Patterns. Concepts. Categorization. Structure. You need too much. You need to touch. Touch me. But not too much. Who is the judge? Swallow. Taste. Spit. Taste reality. Dust. Smell. Smell well and feel again. Describe. But don't use ink. Don't use words. Don't use hands. And describe. 21. Is information physical? We all need random events. The surprise. Imagine if you could live in a perfect society, where everything is in perfect order, where any possible outcome can be predicted, where all concepts are perfectly defined. Imagine. Will you need information? Will you need books? Will you need love? Will you need art? Would you even need to speak? The absence of knowledge. How is the genetic material defining perception? Social. Biological. Mathematical networks. Information is what we all are. Information is fundamental. Information is not accidental. 22. What is reality? How do we understand the world, the cosmos? If we understand through our senses, then we accept the rule. Is there a predefined direction? A structure that defines the way we perceive things? Do we understand reality in the only way we are able to? The human way? God is the machine. God is many things. A movie in your head. In your head. In your head. We convert into the form of information. Give form to your mind. Find the form. That three-dimensional point in space. There is universal comparison. There is no absolute position in space, and yet, we are always in the center of our experience. Experience. Experience.